down the side road, but he's always following them. For the Gemara Hilchi is so safe and ami. Kivun the Omulam Lechuv and Ibrach Rechem, some Kadatayu. That in this Sefer, since the Master tells them clearly, you go down yourself and I'll come later, so there they feel Hamish, that they feel the Master is not with them, therefore won't bother them to let their friend touch their tires. That's why we're afraid, not for their Maga, but for their friend's Maga. By shaking in the ratio, when the Master did not say he's leaving them, even though he's not there, but they're always afraid maybe he's down the side road watching us. So then the parlor and the workers will not let any friends touch the tyrus, therefore the tyrus still remains tor. Now the Mishnah says, Hamaniach, Agachavim, Mechanusai, all the four cases of the Mishnah. Now Rav explains, now with Tzricha, I need all four cases of the Mishnah. Or Tzricha. The Tony of Vikichavim, the first case that traveling together, to Sovet Dilmos, Vichazoyle. Maybe the Jew will come back and see me. We're carrying the wine together. The Jew stepped out for a minute. The guy is always afraid to touch the wine. Maybe the Jew will come back. Alvo the crying of Isrina, but when the wine is in the wagon or in the ship, Ema the Mafaglel Isvinta, the Yavid Madiboy, that maybe the guy feels, listen, I'm going to go, I'm traveling now on the ship, I'm here alone on the ship. The Jew does not see me, he doesn't care about me, so take care and do what he wants. That's the Chiddush know, that even in this case, where the guy is alone on the wagon or on the ship, the guy is always afraid still, maybe the Jew will come back. Now, Vitani, the coin of the case of a wagon and a ship, Mishum de Sova Dilma, Osibiokachriti. Even though I don't see him right now, maybe he's coming down the shortcut, he's coming down the road, he's always afraid. The Koi Yaguda, he's going on the side, on the bank, Vachosli, he'll see me. For the case where you leave your guy working for you in your liquor store, he's there alone now. Ema, why not be afraid, even if the Jew did not tell the guy that he's leaving, but still, when the guy sees that the owner left, let's be afraid. He'll fast go and close the door. Viyava called the boy, and he'll do whatever he wants. Like he's in a closed room now. Let's be afraid even for 1 or 2 minutes he'll close the door. Kamashma knows that still he's afraid maybe any minute now the Jew will come back.
Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Machlekes, when do we have the Machlekes in the Mishnah? Bishel Sid, only if they make the cover from lime. Bishel Sid, Rashi says, whether it's a new cover or an old cover, it's white. So therefore, it's a Machlekes, the Tanakhama says, you have to be afraid, maybe the guy will just make a hole in the cover and then seal it up, because since it's both white, you can't tell so much. Avol Bishel Tit. But if the cover is made from sheltit b'shem clay, so there Rashi says that when you first make it, it's black. And it remains black for a day or two. It first turns white. After a day or two, so then everybody agrees that we're not afraid the guy will just make a hole. Because if he just made a hole and then put the tit there, you could tell that it was a new hole. Because it takes a day or two until it really dries out to become white. So the sheltit, if the cover was made from tit, from clay, then derihako kadeshi yiftach. That it's only us if the Jew went away long enough that the guy should be able to break open the whole cover, the yigoy make a new cover there, the yigoy then it should dry out. That's what Rabbi Avachana says. So most of the Meisvei have a question, is it true what you're saying? Meisvei says, Amr Hashem Gamliel Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself said back to Chachamim like this, Fa'aloi stuma nikr. He argued back to the Rabbanan, how could you say you have to be afraid that the guy would just make a hole in the top and then seal it? Valois to my nicker, if he just makes a hole and seals it up, you could tell, the Jew would be able to tell that he did. Gamliel say, no, you could tell. So my answer is, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who do lo yoda my kamer rabbon? I'll tell you it's like this. Rabbi Shimon did not know exactly what was the reason, or in which case exactly do the Chacham say that we have to be afraid the guy will only just make a hole on top, a smaller shear. He didn't know what they meant. This is what Rabbi Shimon said back to the Rabbanim. Listen, if you're arguing on me and saying even by tit, where the top was made from clay, that you say that you're afraid, we're afraid for short as man, maybe the guy just pierced a hole on top and then clogged it up. So on this, Rabbi Shimon says, no, we should not be afraid for this. Why? Because to manikr, if it's made from clay, and the guy makes a hole there, when he clogs it up, we can tell. It takes a day or two until it dries out to become white. The first day or two, we can tell it's still black. So that's one thing we're not afraid. Bein mulmala, where the hole was done on top, or bein mamati, you can tell. And then he speaks out Reb Shimon. And if you want to tell me, vi vishel sid kamrisu, and if you're only arguing me only by sid, only by lying, that there you say we're afraid the guy would make a small hole. So I agree with you. Nihi de lamala loyade, true that on top I agree to you. That we have to be afraid. Because there we cannot tell, the Jew cannot realize whether he made the hole or not. Because he seals it up nicely, and he can smooth it out nicely on top, and lime is white right away. So it's true, the Jew cannot tell. So then I admit to you, we have to be afraid for as short as the man, if the Jew just went away long enough that the guy could just make a hole on the top of the barrel, that would make it awesome. But lamata on the bottom, mios yudia. On the bottom, well, there we can tell. So if the hole was on the bottom, we should not be afraid for a short time. For our bottom say no. Kivon de milamala. La yudia, since on top, where it's made Michelle Sid, you cannot recognize it on top. So I tell you, the Jew does not even think to check it out to say maybe the guy changed it upside down and made a hole there. To look. So therefore, in both places, the Rabbanan say that it's also on Sid. But the Shel Sid, Rabbanan say you have to be afraid. Maybe did it on bottom, maybe did it on top. If he did it on top, you can't tell. Right, and if it did it on bottom, the Svar of the Jew will not even look at it. Right. Mark says, Inam, in other terrors, Zimn in the Cholim. Sometimes on the bottom it gets clogged up and strong by itself, like the sediments comes down, as she says, Mismala Nekim Almato. Sometimes the bottom hole could be cleared up very strong. So therefore, you have to be afraid on the bottom also that it's not Nikur, and that's the Machlokes, the Cholim say, we are afraid, and Mishimon says no. So coming out good, that the Machlokes is only Bishel Sid. But Bishel Tit, everybody agrees to Reb Shimon. Omar Rav says, Halacha Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Hoy lo tenan stam kavasa. Bring your proof, it says a stam Mishnah like him, that what they're only afraid if the Jew left the guy with the wine long enough that the guy has enough time to break open the whole cover and replace a new cover. The Tanan says now Mishnah at the end, what's going to be hoy oichol ahala shulchan imoy, that the Jew invited the guy over to his house to eat with him and reading on the same table. V'niach login ala shulchan, and the Jew put down a flask of wine, and login ala dulvaki, he also had a flask of wine on the side table where they prepared the food. So it says, V'niach v'yotza, and the Jew went out and came back again. So it says, in such a case, mashallah shulchan osa, the wine is on top of the table, it's osa, because the guy has a right to drink. You invited him over, you put down wine on the table, he has a right to drink that wine. So you have to be afraid he touched the wine. But mashallah dulvaki muta, but the wine on the side table to just prepare, since you did not tell him to take it, and in mal, that's not the food to drink right now, it's not on the table, so you have, he's afraid to touch it. But v'yemor maloi, if the Jew told the guy, listen, be hamishir, have a mosik v'shaisa, you could dilute the wine, add water to it, and drink, he gave him the right to take care of himself of wine, then once he's hamishir, av shaladul b'kiyasa, even the one on the side table we have to be afraid, the guy takes full advantage and drinks some side wine also. Then the Mishnah says, when the Jew left the house, if there's chavius psuchas asuris, if the barrels are opened up there, then we have to pray the guy touched it also, he's hamish in the house now. Stumus, but if the Jew left over some closed barrels, and then mutaris, and the Mishnah says, what is the Mishnah, kidei sheyiftach v'yigoy v'tigot. It's mutar unless the Jew went away long enough that the guy should be able to break open the whole cover, yiftach, open up the whole cover, v'yigoy, replace the new cover, v'tigot, seal it down till it dries up. So it's a stam Mishnah, it doesn't say Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's a stam Mishnah. Mashma, we paskin like him. So we're a pshita, of course you're right. Look at the end of our Mishnah, it's a stam Mishnah. So Mor says, no, Mother Tam, I would have thought to say, Kuler Reb Shimon Gamliel Katani Lot, it's not really a stam Mishnah. Since Reb Shimon was mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, when the end of the Mishnah says, Ovi is Alacha, it also really meant to say, Dirver Reb Shimon Gamliel. So I would have thought to say it's not a stam Mishnah. Kamashmula no, Kamashmulan yes, that's considered a stam Mishnah, we pass like him. Now the Gemara is the question. Listen, we hold like a Shimon Gamliel that we're not afraid the guy will just pierce a small hole on the top of the barrel. He's afraid he'll be caught, he can't smear, he can't seal it up so well. So therefore, we're only afraid maybe the guy will really make a ziyuf, means uncover, remove the whole cover, and then replace a new cover. That's like remaking over a whole new seal. So the question is, that we're not afraid the guy will just pierce a hole. We're only afraid maybe he'll open up the whole cover. So good, that's what Rishim Gamliel holds. But that we have before in the second paragraph, where Rebbeleza holds, Rashi says, that even if you only have one seal on your barrel of wine, we're not afraid the guy will take out the tircha, the bother, to break open the seal and replace the seal. It's too much of a bother. If so, if we would be afraid he'll just make a small hole, that's not a big bother. But you're telling me, we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're not afraid for a small hole. Only that it should break open the whole cover, so true, Rav Shimon is chashed for that. But we already passed before, for this also we're not afraid that the guy would break open the whole cover and replace a new cover. It's too much of a bother. If so, since we passed like both of them, today, my time alone, my strin and chamro, the yad of the chavim. There should be no problem to leave a barrel of wine, a sealed barrel, with a guy, even for a long time. Even if the Jew goes away for a day or two, we should not be afraid. Because we passed like Reb Elezer, that for ziyuf, that the guy will take out his time to break open the whole cover, we're not afraid, it's too much of a bother. So how come today we do not let a guy have our barrel of wine? So my answer is, even according to Reb Elezer, Mishum Shaycha. We have to be afraid Mishum Shaycha, a small hole that's there already. Rashi says Mishum Shaycha means Nekev Dak Miyoid. It's a very small crack in the barrel already. Shubim Megufas Chovis, Lias Reya Chayayin Yoitzai. That they want the smell of the wine to be able to come out. That it shouldn't spoil, otherwise it's no good. Or maybe in order to smell the wine. But there's always a small type of a crack there anyway. Rashi's v'yesh lachos, you have to be afraid, shema yikadeach sham. Maybe that small hole will make it just a drop wider to get a straw in there, and it'll start to drink from the wine. That's what we're afraid about. So true, we're not afraid he'll break open the whole barrel like a shivin, because we pass on Reb Elezer, that for real ziv, we're not afraid. We're only afraid that when all the barrels have small holes, well, at least the smell comes up, that's why we're afraid if you leave it for a long time, he'll go ahead and open up that. So that's why Lamaisa, we do not deposit our barrels of wine by the goyim. Los yav choisim otei choisim. Two rationalist list. Omar Rav, Rav says like this. Zoyna oivedes kechavim. A Jewish boy has his girlfriend there. A zoyna oivedes kechavim. She's a shiksa. Now, the Yisrael mesu metzla. And the Jewish boy invited his girlfriend over to the house. And there's wine in the house. The locker is chamrishori. The wine in the house is still mutter to drink. Why? Need the talk of Yitzchak the Avera, the boy, the Jew, has a type of tavznus with this lady, but Yitzchak the Yainess